This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Now, a very important topic we have to talk about is Testicular Cancer Awareness Month.
I am delighted to be having a chat, of course, with Michael Cowman. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me here on the Hub and I Radio. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Delighted to be chatting today.
Thanks so much. Now, of course, April is Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there about, you know, why you should check yourself. There's people like yourself willing to come on and talk to people like me to share a little bit about their story. Can you maybe share with us, you know, when you were actually diagnosed with testicular cancer and how you are now, I suppose, you know, hopefully you're doing okay.
Yeah. It's a little while ago now, but I was only 20 at the time. So I was at the height of my invincibility phase as a young fella. So it was pretty unexpected to me to be diagnosed with testicular cancer. It's not something you expect when you're going into the doctor with a, you know, you kind of have a slight problem, you go in, you don't really expect that as a diagnosis. But I'm 34 now, so it is a little while ago, but I was in second year in university. I was second year in college in DCU, and coming towards my final exams, and I was actually diagnosed with testicular cancer. So yeah, it was all a bit of a shock.
Absolutely. Now, I know that, you know, some guys might be listening going, well, there isn't a hope in hell that I'm going to, you know, check myself or whatever it is. But I mean, you know, obviously it's such an important thing. The campaign is, I suppose, nuts and bolts, you know, with Movember. But like, I guess no more than if, you know, I need to check my breasts. Like you guys, you definitely need to check what's down there as well. How can we, I suppose, open up the conversation for guys to check themselves, to, you know, be aware of, you know, their anatomy down there, to check the nuts and bolts, you know, that kind of thing. How did you initially find yourself that, you know, there was a problem?
Yeah, mine is a little bit atypical, I suppose. I was actually on a night out in Galway.
Oh.
And one of my friends, thinking he was hilarious, as 20-year-olds do, hit me a slap in the testicles. I basically doubled over in pain. Mm-hmm. And look, anybody who's any lads who are listening who've taken a slap, whether it's in sports or just whenever, they'll know it's painful. But this was significantly more than normal. Yeah. So I ended up going home from the night out, woke up the next morning, it was still painful, and kind of had swollen up. And so it was at that point that I went, okay, there's something is not quite right here. Mm-hmm. And ended up having to go to my GP, and it just kind of progressed from there, from a point of view going, okay, look, there's something wrong here, to getting scans, to, you know, eventually having to get one of them removed, the offending one removed.
Wow. And I guess, you know, if you didn't have that pain, you probably wouldn't have even thought to go to the doctor to actually get checked in the first place.
No, not at all. And look, I was, I don't need to say I was pretty annoyed with the guy at the time, but I guess in the long run, he really did me a favour. But my advice to people would be that's probably not the best way to find out.
Yeah, of course.
And it's much easier to just, you know, do a fairly rudimentary check yourself. That's pretty straightforward and pretty easy to do.
What are guys looking for if they do go to check? Let's say if it's, you know, I suppose at any point, we're not saying do it at work, but, you know, obviously if you're in the shower, you know, if you're in your bed at night time, whatever it might be.
Yeah, look, the best time to do it is nice hot shower, kind of lets everything relax. Take your thumb and your fingers and just kind of roll them over each side. You know, do one, then do the other. And all you're looking for is any, you know, abnormal lumps, bumps, anything that gives you a little bit of pain. And I guess I was, one of the things to say is if you find a lump, it's not necessarily something is wrong or the end of the world. So, you know, just keep that in mind. It's not, and don't go straight to disaster or catastrophe. But it's important to start doing it so you have a baseline of what is normal as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that if something does happen, and the real important thing to say is it is the most prevalent cancer among men from kind of 15 to 40.
Yeah.
I was only 20 when I had it, so it was really, really unexpected. But it's about a third of all the cancer among young men of that age group is testicular cancer. So it is definitely the most common one.
Yeah.
But it's super treatable if it's caught early.
Absolutely. I'm reading a statistic here. 62% of men are unaware that testicular cancer is the most common cancer in young men. Because, I mean, sometimes, I suppose, when you are talking about testicles, you know, I think people shy away from the conversation. But at the same time, you know, it is important to check yourself. And now when we have the knowledge, whether you're, you know, a woman, you know, checking your breasts, or a guy checking your testicles, you know, it's important to know your body and to know when something isn't 100% right.
Yeah, knowing what's normal. And for me, when I got diagnosed, I had no other symptoms whatsoever. I was playing sport. I was, you know, working away in college. There was absolutely no issues from a health perspective. So it was really unexpected. I guess I was lucky that I caught it very early. There was no problems. But some of the stats around from this survey are pretty stark. They're pretty startling. Mm. I mean, if we were to take Irish men in general, we probably know we're not the best in the world at looking after ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But about half of Irish men wouldn't go to get checked out because of embarrassment. And about 22%, I think was the figure, wouldn't go unless there was something really serious was wrong with their testicles. And those kind of figures are, you know, it's not something we should be ashamed to talk about. And even from highlighting it through these campaigns, like Movember, and highlighting on the radio, it makes it a bit more of a less of a taboo topic, I suppose, and something that we can talk about a bit easier.
Definitely. I suppose guys are probably going to be wondering, you know, how often should you check yourself? Is it, you know, every time you're in the shower? You know, what would be an ideal scenario for somebody to even just maybe put it, I'm not saying put it into the diary, but, you know, have it in your head to go, right, okay, I must actually maybe check and see, is everything all right?
Yeah, look, if you're doing it kind of once a month, that's plenty. But start early, in that you have a baseline and that you know what you're looking for, mm-hmm. is the real message. And don't start getting worried about everything, but maybe once a month is plenty time to be checking. You don't need to be doing it every day, but it's important to be familiar, like you say, with one's body and what's normal.
Definitely. I have to congratulate you as well. You've raised some amount of money in the past 3 years for Movember. I love having a space to talk about Movember, and I definitely think, especially here on radio, it's so important that we do look after the guys in Ireland, and, you know, to make sure that they do have all the information. What kind of stuff have you gotten up to raise all that money? €23,000.
Yeah, I work in the whiskey industry, so there's been a few bits and pieces around doing whiskey tastings and little whiskey events and stuff, and obviously there's been, I have a beard that I shaved off myself as well, which was probably one of the more upsetting things I've ever done in my life, because I remembered I actually have no chin, so I probably won't do that again. And then quite a bit of running and stuff as well, dipping in ice baths, that kind of thing, in the middle of November, which wasn't quite wasn't very pleasant, but look, it all raises money towards a good cause, so that's the most important thing at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, we have to commend you as well for sharing your story, especially with me here on iRadio, because it is good to talk about these things. Michael, where can people find out more? Maybe if they want to give yourself a follow online, if they can find out, you know, all about, I suppose, the anything that they might need to know about Testicular Cancer Awareness Month and all that kind of stuff.
100%. Yeah, the Movember website is a really good place to start. The Know Thy Nuts campaign, which they're running at the moment, really good place to start. Myself, it's just The Cowman Show, COWMAN on Instagram. And people, since I started kind of talking about it and being more open about it, I've had a lot of people reach out over the years and say, look, this happened to me, or, you know, I'm in this scenario, and I'm very happy. I'm not medically trained, but I'm more than happy to listen and give advice and chat about my own story, because for a long time after I had my own experience, I was very reticent to talk about it, and it's only in the last kind of 5 or 6 years that I've really started to talk about it, open up, and to try and raise more money towards the Movember campaign.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on to have a chat to us, because as you said, it's not the easiest topic to talk to, you know, a number of thousand people on the radio, but look, we commend you for it. And even if it just spurs somebody on who's listening this evening to make sure to check yourself, take on all the tips and the pointers that Michael is after mentioning to us today, and the next time you're in a hot shower, make sure to check yourself. Michael, thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and I'll be looking forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate giving me the platform.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.